那请大家翻开《传道书》第五章。
Let us turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
传道书第五章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
传道书五章第四节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4.
那这里讲到这个许愿、还愿。
Here we're told about making a vow and repaying it.
说你向神许愿，常还不可迟延。因为他不喜悦愚昧人，所以你许的愿应当偿还。第五节。
Five.
你许愿不还，不如不许。第六节。
Six.
不可认你的口属肉体犯罪，也不可在祭司面前说是错许了。为我使神因你的声音发怒，败坏你所做的呢？好。这里谈到这个许愿跟还愿的问题。
This is the problem between making a vow and paying it.
当然，我们知道说我们现在不可发誓哈，发誓。
Of course, we know that we shouldn't swear.
啊，有的人为着证实他所讲的话是实在的，会发誓。
Some people swear in order to try to prove that what they say is true.
啊，但是有的人变成说用发誓来掩藏自己的虚伪。
But some people use swearing as a way to hide their falsehood.
啊，主耶稣说啊，什么事都不可以提。
Jesus said that we cannot swear for anything.
你们的话是就是，不是就是不是。
If yes, yes. If no, no.
啊，注意这个许愿，就是说人在有时候啊，必要的时候，有时候向神说，神啊，我。啊，你如果给我什么，我愿意怎么样
？The vow comes into place when we say to God, "If you allow this to happen, then I shall do this in return."
那这个许愿不是说我们拜神的人一定要有的一种行动。
But a vow is not something we need to do when we praise God.
但是人常常有说，在某种状况或者某种需要的时候。啊、很自然的会向神许愿。
And sometimes, however, when there is a need and there is a circumstance, we bow before God.
啊，许了愿以后啊，啊就要还。
And we make the vow, we need to pay it.
啊，像雅各在到舅舅家的路上
，When Jacob was on the way to his uncle's house,
啊，他做了一个梦
，He had a dream.
看到一个梯子通到天上
，He saw a ladder coming from the earth onto heaven.
神说：“我就是你祖父、你父亲的神。”
And God told him, "I am the God of your father."
啊，我要把你所躺卧的地是给你。
And this land in which you lie shall be yours.
啊，雅各说：“哇，这个地方真的很可畏啊。”
Jacob said, "How fearsome is this place?"
啊，我没有想到。神还跟我在一起
，because I did not know that the Lord was with me。
所以醒来的时候就向神啊许愿。
Therefore, when he awoke, he made it a vow before
God。说神啊，你让我平平安安去，啊，是给我食物，是给我衣服。
Saying God, if you allow me to return in peace and give me sustainment and shelter。
啊，我要一辈子把你当作我的神。
Then you shall be my God for the rest of my days.
啊，然后把石头拿起来啊，啊，浇油啊，说这是神的殿。
He then took a stone and poured oil in it, saying, "This is the temple of God."
啊，所以他离开以后啊，他向神许愿，神二十年啊祝福给他。
So after he departed, 20 years later, God blessed him.
啊，回来的时候他忘记还愿。
On his return, he forgot to pay the vow.
没有跑到伯特利，而跑到世界。
Did not go to Bethel, but instead he went somewhere else.
结果他就遭遇到了一些不幸的事情。
And there he encountered unfortunate things.
所以人有时候在很自然的环境之下会向神许愿。
Naturally, sometimes the circumstances push us to make a vow.
好像哈拿，因为没有孩子。
For example, Hannah was without child.
啊，所以被人欺负。
So she was bullied.
啊，向神祷告说：“神啊，你是给我一个儿子。”
She then prayed to God, asking for a child.
啊，我要让他将来终身来服侍你。
Saying to God, and I will give him to your service.
啊，神后来真的是给他一个撒母耳。
So indeed, God gave her Samuel.
撒母耳断奶的时候啊。哈拿就把他带到会幕，在那边服侍神。
Samuel was weaned, Hannah took her to the door of the tabernacle to serve God.
所以一般啊，这个许愿大概有两个，一个是奉献的愿，一个是境界的愿。
So there are two great types of offerings of vows, generally speaking. One is a type of one is the type that is offering. The other one of abstention.
啊，向神求恩典。
When we ask God for grace.
啊，向神许愿说，你赐给我，我将来怎么样来回报你？
When we make the vow saying, God, if you give me this, I will repay you with that.
啊，有的像哈拿是把儿子献给神。
In Hannah's example is to give her son to God.
啊，有的是献财物。
Some people decide to give their wealth.
哦，这样都有。
And these are all good examples.
啊，那这个奉献呢，不可以包括像十一啦，或者是给父母的，他们叫做个儿版呢，这个不能够包括在内。
But the making of the vow cannot include things that are a duty anyway, such as the tithe or our taking care of our parents.
啊，另外一个叫做禁戒的愿。
Then there is the vow of abstainment.
就是约束住己啊，刻骨己心，放弃享受。
Actually, of abstention in which we decide not to indulge in pleasure or when we exercise self-control.
纳西尔人啊,
For example, the Nazarites.
体验做纳西尔人, 分别为圣出来, 一段时间专门服侍神。
And they separate themselves and sanctify themselves for a period of time to serve God.
我们看生命记二十三章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 23.
生命记二十三章二十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 21。
二十三章二十一节。
Chapter 23 verse 21。
说你向主你的神许愿，常完不可迟延，因为主你的神必定向你追讨，你不偿还就有那罪。二十二节。
22。
你若不许愿，倒是无罪。二十三节
23.
你嘴里所出的就是你口中应许的甘心所献的，要照你向主你的神所许的愿谨守遵行。这讲到说你不许愿这啊，没有关系，不许愿没有罪的。
It says here that it's okay not to make a vow that has no sin.
啊，那你许愿了，你就要想到要还。
But if you vow before the Lord, you have to repay it.
啊，你不还的话，神会跟你追讨。
Otherwise, God will come knocking on your door.
哦，这里谈到许愿跟还愿的事情。
This is the issue of vowing and paying the vow.
啊，那是有时候像那个耶和华许的那个。根本不合道理的愿哦。
Sometimes like a Jephthah who offer a vow without any logic at all.
他说啊，我战争得胜回来，第一个出来迎接我的，我把他献作还祭。
He said, when I come back victorious of the battle, if you allow it, Lord, I will offer him or she who comes to receive me first as a living sacrifice.
啊，神不要人啊。献人做还祭的。
God doesn't want a man to offer other men a sacrifice.
啊，所以这个是不对的。
Therefore, that is completely wrong.
啊，结果他回来的时候，刚好他女儿敲锣打鼓来迎接他。
And it so happens that when Jephthah returned from the battlefield, his daughter came to receive him.
他只有一个女儿。
It was his only daughter.
啊，看了以后就说：“哀哉啊，我的女儿啊！”
When he saw her, he said, "Woe is me."
啊，我已经向神许愿了。
For I have already bowed before God.
啊，后来他女儿说：“你已经向神许愿，神就让你得胜了。”
And the daughter said, "Well, that is the vow you made, and God gave you the victory."
你就照着你的愿行吧。
So be it according to your vow.
但是他女儿要求说，让他到啊山上的地方啊，在那边呢、啊、哀哭，为着自己啊，一辈子没有办法当。一辈子都是处女。
The daughter requested to go to the mountains to cry for the fact that she would always be a virgin.
啊，像这种愿啊，就违背道理的，不能够错了再错了。
But these vows that are against the truth cannot go from wrong to wrong.
啊，所以我们一般讲哈，这个奉献的愿或者是禁戒的愿啊，我们许了就要去行。
So we should.Pay these two sets of vows, the vows of offering and not the vows of abstention.
啊，我们看五章第八节。
Chapter 5, verse 8.
五章第八节就是一种阶级的一种剥削了哈。
This is the issue with different levels of social classes.
八节跟九节。
Verse 8 and 9.
你若在一省之中见穷人受欺压，并夺去公义公平的事，不要因此诧异，因为有一位高过居高位的监察，在他们以上还有更高的。第九节。
Nine.
况且地的益处归众人，就是君王也受天地的供应。哦，这个下半段有时候我们读起来不太了解。
Sometimes we don't understand how the latter part works.
那这个是说啊，那个高位的人呐，啊，有时候去欺压那个贫穷的，或者是一些没有地位的弱者。
We are told here that high-ranking people sometimes abuse their power and oppress those who are in a lower situation.
啊，但是所罗门说啊，你居高位，你欺侮别人，但是你要知道，你上面还有比你更高位的。
But Solomon says, you being a high official oppress those who are needy, but there is someone even higher than you.
啊，但是虽然在这个地面上的高位者，但是在最上面呢，还有一个更高的。
And even above the highest official on this earth, there is he who is above all.
因为神就是更高位的监察，他监察天地。
Because God is above overseeing the whole land.
所以当你得到位置的时候，你不要去欺负别人啊。
So when we have the position, let us not abuse it.
因为神会用公义来判断。
For God will judge the matter with justice.
那第九节说，地的益处归众人，君王也受天地的供应。
Verse 9 says, Moreover, the profit of the land is for all, even the king is served from the field.
意思就是说，这个土地啊，因为古时候就是借着土地生产啊，啊让众人啊，在生活能够得到有所依靠嘛。
In the past, all production came from the land, which was the sustainment for all living forms.
那这个地啊，的利益是要归给所有的众人。
The profit of the land is to everyone.
所以这个地不能够被少数人呐、啊，哎，少数的那个大地主啊啊独占。
So it cannot be dominated by a few landlords.
不管是君王或者大臣或者是一般人呐、啊，啊，这个土地都是要供应所有的人的需要。
Be kings, private parties, or high officials, this is not good, but rather the land is to serve everyone.
啊，就是君王也是一样啊，你要靠这个土地的生产呐、啊，啊，让你有那个平时的入用的饮食。
Because even the king needs the sustainment of the field to have his daily needs met.
所以这个君王或掌权者的作用啊，就是保障这个土地的充分运用。
Therefore, the purpose or the use of the king is to allow the due usage of the land for the benefit of everyone.
啊，让所有的人都能够公平来得到他的益处。
So that everyone can enjoy the benefit of the land in an equitable manner.
这主要的重点是谈这样。
And this is the main point of this verse.
那在第十节以下，这个谈到这个虚幻的物主主义哈。物主主义最后的结果是虚幻的。
We are told from verse 10 onwards the vanity of materialism.
也就是说，你一直积蓄钱财啊，最后是没有益真正的益处。
If you accumulate wealth without end, in the end it is all vanity.
啊，从十节一直到十七节
，verse 10 to 17.
啊，这里讲到好几点啊。
We are told about many things here.
啊，第一点讲到说啊，这个钱财没有办法让我们得到满足。
It says here that money cannot fulfill us.
十节
，verse 10.
他那银子的不会得到银子而知足，他那丰富的也不会得到利益而知足，因为人的那个欲望没有穷尽。
Human desire has no bound.
好像一个无底洞一样。
It is like a bottomless pit.
啊，虽然你多了，但得到很多的财务利益啊，但是你还是觉得啊不够。
Although you receive much wealth and much power, nothing is enough.
啊，我听一个弟兄啊，他说到澳洲他的亲戚家。
I heard a brother who visited his family in Australia.
他那边亲戚啊非常有钱，那个房子啊好几栋。
And his relatives had much, much wealth. They had many houses.
啊，他们做了很多的事业。
They also had many businesses.
啊，有一次去标一个工程啊，标几百万没有标到。
Once they went to an
哇，就非常的气恼。
To a bid for millions of dollars.
啊，事实上啊，他们财务已经太多了。
And they were very sad because they were not worried the bid.
那所以非常那么多的财务，那么富足啊。
Although they were so wealthy.
啊，但是还是没有办法满足。
Still, they weren't satisfied.
哦，所以贪那银子的不会得到利益而感到知足。
Therefore, it is true that he who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver.
他说十一节
11.
贺物增添啊，出的人也增添，物主得的是什么益？ 什么益处呢？不过是眼看而已啦。
It says here, when goods increase, they increase who eat with them. So what profit have the owners except to see them with their eyes?
这里说啊，你虽然得到很多很多的物质的东西，
It says here that although you gain much material
wealth, 得到很多的财宝，
and you have many treasures,
啊，但事实上我们人一个人所能够用的东西都是有限。
We as individuals can only use so much of it.
啊，你得到那么多啊，啊，帮你一起用的人啊，更多啊。他说你得到那么多东西啊，就是让你眼睛看一看而已啊。
Because there is so much at your disposal, you can only use so much, so other people enjoy with you. That is to say, all you do out of it is see it.
啊，实际上啊，你得到的东西啊，也没有办法全部都去用它。
But in reality, you cannot use up all that you have accumulated.
我们一个人一天的食量都是一定的啊。
We have so much appetite during the course of a day.
啊，你不能够说哦，我财富多啊，你就要吃的更多。
You cannot say that because you are more wealthy, you will eat more.
啊，我们就睡一张床啊，你不可能说你钱财很多啊，就买好几张床，一个小时睡一张床。
We can only sleep on one bed. You cannot say that because you are very rich, you will sleep on one different bed each hour of the night.
我们能够穿的衣物也是有限啊。
And also, we can only be clothed with so much.
啊，有的人虽然财富多啊，买了很多衣物，难道你有办法说几个小时就换一件衣服吗？
If you have more money, does that imply that you will buy more clothes so you can change your clothes more frequently?
啊，所以你虽然财务多啊，你所拥有的很多啊，但你所能够使用的还是有一定的限度。
It is true that you can have much wealth, but your usage is actually capped.
他说只不过是让你啊眼睛看一看而已的。
It is only for your eyes to see them for a while.
十二节说啊，劳碌的人不管出多出少，睡得很香甜。
Verse 12 says that a man who works, no matter how much he eats, he sleeps very sweetly.
啊，富足人的丰满啊，说不容他睡觉。
But in turn, the abundance of the rich will not permit him to sleep.
啊，真的劳动的人哦，啊，有时候一天工作很辛苦啊，躺下去就睡着了。
Those who work diligently can fall asleep pretty easily.
啊，有的人虽然很富足啊。
Some people, although they are wealthy,
啊，但是晚上啊，一点都睡不着觉，翻来覆去。
They cannot reconcile sleep at night. They turn and
toss. 啊，因为他脑筋里面啊，还有很多啊，超凡的事情。
Because in their minds, there is so many things that they need to worry about.
那说以前我们听过一个故事啊。
In the past, we heard a certain story.
所以有一对夫妇啊，他们就要卖豆腐为生。
Saying that there was an old couple who used to sell tofu to make a living.
啊，做个小生意呀、啊，结果夫妇两个很快乐。啊、做完生意吃完饭、啊、就在那边唱歌。
And with very tiny business, they had enough to eat, but they were able to enjoy their days singing along.
啊，隔壁啊有一对夫妇啊，他们很有钱。
Next door there was a very wealthy couple.
啊，那个太太就跟他先生说，你看人家隔壁这个小生意啊，啊，那么快乐，天天唱歌。
So the wife of the wealthy couple told her husband, look at the neighbors, they're so poor, yet they're so happy.
啊，你每天啊，愁完这个，愁完那个啊。
You worry about this and about that from day to night.
啊，这个他先生就说啊，你看看哦，明天以后啊，他就不唱歌了。
The husband said, just watch, tomorrow they'll be singing no more.
结果他就带来100万。So he, 那个隔壁的邻居
so he took $1,000,000 and gave it to the neighbors.
哦，借100万借给你哦，你可以做事业。
Here you have $1,000,000 to help you out in your business.
哇，突然间得到100万啊。
So all of a sudden they were $1,000,000 richer.
啊，隔壁说要借给他做生意，做事业。
And they were told it was a loan they were given to their business.
啊，没想到突然间这么多钱呐、啊。
They never thought that all of a sudden.
结果那天晚上就一直烦恼，这些钱呢要摆在哪里
？So that night they were thinking.How to
摆在抽屉又不放心
，The drawer is no good。
有一下又摆在床底下
，Under the mattress。
摆来摆去呀、啊、
，They changed the place of where to put the
money. 不晓得该怎么办
，They don't know what to do with it。
结果那一天呢、啊，开始就没有办法唱歌了。
So from that night on, truly they didn't sing anymore.
后来想说啊，把它拿去还了、
So in the end, they decided to give back the money.
所以有时候财富多啊，反而让人呐、啊。因为操完很多啊，没有办法好好睡觉。
So sometimes the more the wealth, the more the worries, and the less the sleep.
十三节说啊，有的财主积财反害自己。
Verse 13 says that some accumulate riches for their own detriment.
啊，虽然有很多财富啊，但是呢，反而 让自己遭到祸患。
Although they are very rich, they bring trouble to themselves.
我们有一个弟兄啊。
There is a brother.
其实他是小的时候就受洗。
Who was baptized when he was young.
后来因为他爸爸很年纪很在他很小的时候就过世。
His father passed away when he was still a little boy.
所以他十几岁啊就到外面去做生意。
So at the age of 10, he went out to start his own business.
结果渐渐一段时间啊都没有来教会。
And for a while he didn't come to church.
不过他事业倒是很成功啊。
He actually achieved much success.
在股票界啊他们说啊那是台湾四大股票大王之一啊。
And he was actually one of the four stock kings in Taiwan.
啊他每天啊进出的那个钱啊很多欸。
Every day his transactions were a very high sum of money.
啊他说曾经啊几天当中啊亏了50亿的台币啊就大概2亿美金哦。
Saying,
一亿多快2亿的美金。
That he lost in a day only, he lost about $2 billion.
啊，每天啊，对着那个股票啊，看到上上下下，心里跟着上上下下。
So every day the stocks go up and down, his heart also follows.
啊，那一次他亏了钱以后啊，他说一个月没有办法睡觉。
After that loss, he said that for a whole month he couldn't sleep.
所以突然间啊，就体重减轻了10公斤。
And therefore he lost 10 kilograms in a day.
啊、他说虽然他很有钱、哦、
Although he was so wealthy,
他有很漂亮的车子
and he had a great car,
但他不敢坐
he couldn't drive it.
啊、他坐那个、自己开着一个那个中古的那个计程车了
Instead he drove a beat up taxi cab.、
啊、他的司机在开着他的那个很漂亮的车子跟着他来保护他
and his own chauffeur would drive the good car behind him to protect him.
哎呦吧怕说啊，因为太有钱了、啊，人家会把他绑架啊，或者是来陷害他。
He was afraid that because he was so wealthy, people would kidnap him or otherwise hurt him.
他说：“你一般没有钱的人，人谁跟你绑架
？”So people or not like us who don't have that much money, who would be interested in kidnapping?
但是有的人啊，因为太有钱了、啊、
，But some people because they are too wealthy,
变成人家要绑架的目标。
They become the target of a kidnap.
有的人他的孩子啊，要出门都不安心呐、啊。
And some people because of this are afraid when their children go out.
所以我刚刚讲那个弟兄啊，说他当时在澳洲的那个亲戚啊。
So we mentioned this brother who's relative lives
in Australia. 小孩子都有那个手机，所以半个小时要联络一次。
His children carry cell phones and must report every 30 minutes.
啊，因为啊。太有钱了，你爸说出去到底发生什么事情都不知道。
Because there is the fear that if they go out, if something happens to them, no one would know.
说财主积财啊，反害自己。
Therefore, the abundance of the rich, is a detriment to themselves.
我们看十四节
，verse 14.
因遭祸患，钱财就消灭。人若生了儿子，手里也一无所有。
Verse 14. But those riches perish through misfortune.
我们知道这个钱财啊，就是。啊、流来流去的流动的
We know that money flows and comes
有时候流到你这里来有时候又流到别人那里去
It flows to you and then it flows to someone else、
啊、有时候一个、啊、投资不对啊有些钱啊就亏空掉了
And if your investment goes wrong then you lose all your money
他、啊、说有时候遇到一些啊祸患啊钱财就保不住了
When you meet misfortune you cannot hold on to your money
他说：“有时候生了儿子，手里也一无所有。”
Then he says, "When he begets a son, there is nothing in his hand."
啊，所罗门曾经讲过啊，说我辛辛苦苦赚了这么多。
Solomon already said that I went into so much trouble to gain all.
啊，我将来要留给别人啊，他没有劳苦。
But I leave it to someone who never worked.
那、啊、他能不能啊啊？好好的来继续经营保有这些东西、啊、
And could he really manage this wealth wisely?、
啊、所以有的孩子、啊、就把父母亲、啊、辛辛苦苦积蓄的有时候一夜之间、啊、就把他放荡把他、啊、浪费掉了。
So some children can spend all the money their parents earned in their whole lifetime in a single night.
有时候是自己、啊、有时候遭遇到祸患或或投资不顺、啊、整个亏空有时候就在自己的祖孙身上、啊、就亏空掉了
Sometimes money is lost in one's own misfortunes and investments Sometimes in one's children's hands、
哦、我们看十五节
Verse 15
说呢怎样从母胎出生而来也必照样出生而去 他所劳碌得来的手中分毫不能够带去。所以我们空手来到这个世界。
We come empty-handed to this world.
他说将来啊，也是空手的回去。
And likewise, empty-handed shall we go.
啊，没有一个人啊，离开的时候能够带走什么。
No one can take anything when they are dead.
所以有的人讲那个亚历山大的故事啊。
So some people say, tell a story of Alexander the Great.
28岁的时候继承他父亲啊。
Who inherited the emperor position when he was 28 from his father.
本来一个小小的马其顿王。
In the beginning, the Macedonian kingdom was very small.
但他也会打战东征西讨啊。
But he was able to fight the battle really skillfully.
连那个强大的波斯帝国啊，啊都败在他的手下。
To the point that even the mighty Persian kingdom fell in his hands.
所以30岁啊，左右就统治了欧亚非啊三大洲。
So at 30, he already conquered Asia, Europe, and Africa.
建立了一个强大的希腊王国。
And established a great Greek empire.
但他32岁就生重病。
But at 32, he fell gravely
ill. 然后呢就死掉了。
And then he died.
他要死之前呢，他交代他的部下。
Before he died, he entrusted his,
说要把他的棺木啊挖两个洞。
His servants to carve two holes in his
coffin. 把他两个手啊就伸出去。
And to make his arm extend through the holes.
他带他去游街。
And take him to parade out on the streets.
说我这么伟大的王啊。
One just to signify that I'm such a great
king. 但是我现在走了，两手空空的了。
When I go, still my hands are empty.
说人生就是这样。
This is how life is.
来的时候没有办法带什么来，将来也是一样，没有办法带什么走。
We come to this life with nothing, and we depart from it with nothing alike.
啊，所以有一个故事这样讲哦。
There's a story that goes on like this.
所以有一只狐狸啊，经过一个葡萄园。
There was a fox that was walking through a vineyard.
那个葡萄刚好啊，结了很多很多一串串的葡萄。
And the vineyard had many grapes on it.
那个狐狸啊，就想要进到葡萄园里面去吃葡萄啊。
So the fox wanted to eat from the cluster of grapes.
啊，所以在那个葡萄园的旁边啊，篱笆边一直找找。
So it was walking around the fence.
啊，突然间找到一个小小的洞。
And it found then a small hole.
结果他就钻进去了。
So it went through the hole.
哇，整园的葡萄啊，拼命吃啊。
He through the hole in the fence, he found the
hole
in the fence.
哇，吃得饱饱回回的。
And ate to its content from the grapes.
啊，后来他想要再出来了。
And because he was so fat when he
哎呦，来到了原来的小洞。
He came to the original hole.
因为太肥了，出不来。
But because he was in fat, he couldn't go out.
啊，所以就在那边再饿三天呢。
And there he had to.
啊，然后再爬出来。
Itself for 3 days and then climb out.
这形容我们人生就这样。
Our life is no different than this.
我们空手来到这个世界。
We come empty-handed.
好像我们得到很多东西。
And it seems that in life we gain much.
事实上，我们最后啊还是空手而回。
But in practice, we go empty-handed as well.
啊，曾经去北京哦。
Once I visited.
Tokyo, Beijing.
And the tour guide took us to many places.
去参观那个明朝的十三陵。
We went to
明朝皇帝的坟墓。
The tomb of the emperor of the Qing dynasty.
啊，有几个坟墓啊，后来被挖出来。
Many of the tombs were excavated.
以前明朝的皇帝啊，他们一做皇帝就开始挖坟墓。
Before during the Qing dynasty, the emperor would dig his grave when he assumed the throne.
啊，坟墓挖好以后还在里面啊办那个宴会，他们请客。
And also inside the big tomb he would dig, they would have feasts.
啊，等到死掉了以后就埋在里面。
And when he died, of course, he was placed in that tomb.
啊，那个坟墓真的很大，很堂皇哦。
That tomb is very big and luxurious.
啊，有的他的皇后啦、王妃啊，都埋跟着埋在一起。
The queen and the concubines also are buried together with the king.
啊，埋进去以后啊，很多那宝器也跟着埋在里面。
And also in the tomb goes the many relics and valuable objects.
啊，后来有几个坟墓啊，就被挖出来。
And there are many tombs which were excavated.
啊，挖出来以后不敢再挖了。
And as they excavated, they had to.
因为那里面的宝器啊，一挖出来以后啊，接触到空气，有的就坏掉了。
Because sometimes when those objects come into contact with air, they start to decay.
啊，所以有的宝物啊，跟着那个死掉的人一起埋上去，啊，有的人啊就被偷掉了，啊，有的后来就腐化掉了。
Because the tombs have very valuable objects, and then some people steal them, and otherwise the objects deteriorate themselves.
啊，真的，人空手来到世界，将来也是空手回去。
It is very true that we come empty-handed, and empty-handed shall we go.
一点都没有办法带走。
There is really no way to bring anything with us.
啊，十七节讲到说啊，有的人虽然财富很多。
Verse 17 says that although many people are wealthy,
啊，但是在黑暗中吃喝啦，啊，为着病痛啊，在那边饿气呀。
They eat in darkness and much sorrow. They have much sorrow because of the sickness and anger.
啊，今天那个今天一传道讲到说那个苹果的那个执行长啊
，Peter Ye mentioned 苹果。
Apple 电脑公司的
mentioned the CEO of Apple computer
那个财产相当的多啊，好像八十几亿是吗
？Who was very wealthy? Maybe he had $1 billion.
啊，然后后来他得到癌症
，But then he contracted cancer.
啊，那个钱啊没有办法医他，后来他就不出面了，关在家里。
And because his wealth could not heal him, he decided to isolate himself at home.
啊，不久就死掉了。
And then he passed.
51岁，才51岁。
At the young age of 51.
虽然呢、啊，家财万贯了、啊、哈。
Although he
不止万贯了、啊，八十几亿哦。
He had much, much, much wealth.
啊，但是五十几岁那么年轻啊，还是要该走还是要走啊。
At 50, although he is young, he had to go because it was.
走了以后啊，什么都没有办法留下来。
And because of that, he couldn't leave anything.
啊，虽然那么多财富啊，一到病痛啊。啊、真的在黑暗中吃喝、啊啊、在病痛当中饿气。
And so because of his sickness, indeed he had in darkness and with much sorrow, sickness and anger.
所以这个财务啊，虽然财产这个财务有它的价值
，although wealth had its intrinsic value，
但是财务不是万能的。
Wealth is not all powerful.
所以有的人说啊，你可以有钱买很漂亮的房子。
Some people say that you can buy a beautiful house.
但是你没有办法买一个温暖的家庭。
But you cannot buy the warmth of a family.
你可以有钱买很多的书，但是不见得能够买到学问。
You may have money to buy many books, but you cannot buy true knowledge.
你可以有钱买很漂亮很贵的床
You may have the money to buy a very wonderful bed
但是没有办法买到好的睡眠
But still you cannot afford a good night's sleep
你可以买很多的化妆品
You can buy many makeup
但是没有办法买到漂亮
But you cannot buy beauty itself
所以钱财虽然可用啊、哦、有钱啊很好用没有错但是不是万能的
Although money made things a little more convenient It is not all powerful、
啊、所以如果主注重钱财、啊、还是有很多没有办法真正让我们得到益处
Therefore there is much beyond wealth Which cannot bring us that much benefit anyway
所以一个人、啊、主要有神、啊、能够以神为中心的生活才有正面的意义
So we only, if we only have God Only then we can have a true meaning to our lives、
啊、可以在神的恩中啊来享受神所赐给我们劳碌的成果。
And within God's grace, and by God's grace, enjoy the fruit of our labor.
五章十八节。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
五章十八节。
Chapter 5, verse 18.
我所见为善为美的，就是人在神是他一生的住处，吃喝，享受日光之下劳碌得来的好处。因为这是他的福分十九节
19.
神是人资财丰富使他能够吃用能取自己的份、啊、在劳碌中喜乐这乃是神的恩赐二十节
20.
他不多思念自己一生的年日因为神应他的心、啊、使他喜乐、啊、这是什么意思呢
What does this all mean?
这是说、啊、一个人如果能够在神的恩中啊的生活啊，啊才是有意义的。
What is truly meaningful is for one to live under the grace of God.
因为能够享受啊劳碌的成果。
Because one can enjoy the fruit of their labor.
啊，虽然努力工作啊，但是神赐福给他啊，让他能够啊享用他劳碌的结果。
Although they have to labor, God allows them to enjoy the fruit of such labor.
啊，能够吃，能够用。
so that they can eat and drink.
啊，能够享受神所赐给他的一份福分。
And enjoy the portion that comes from God.
啊，在劳碌中喜乐。
And in the labor be able to rejoice.
他说，因为他可以凡事都交托神，所以不必为未来来忧虑啊。
And because they are able to entrust everything to God, there is no need to worry about the future.
啊，能够把所有的交托神呢。
But instead, give everything to God.
啊，神会让他。在生活当中啊，有喜乐。
Because God will cause them to rejoice in their lives.
哦，所以这是我们在生活当中啊，一定要知道啊，信靠神不是光为着物质的东西啊，一直努力追求。
This is something we should learn to trust more in God and not strive so much for material wealth.
啊，这个第六章啊。
Chapter 6.
也可以说是一般人在追求当中啊。一个小节了，一个结论。
It's an intermediate conclusion of what of things that people pursue.
钱财、祖孙、长寿、智慧。
Which is inheritance, children, money, wisdom, and power.
最后的结论呢、哦、
？And the conclusion.
我们看六章一节。
Chapter 6, verse 1.
我见日光之下有一种富饭重压在人的身上。那人蒙神是他资财丰富尊荣，以致他心里所愿的一样都不缺，只是神使他不能够吃用，挽留外人来吃用，这是虚空，也是捕风。说有的人啊，虽然富贵，但是不能够享受他劳碌的成果，这是虚空。
From here we can see that it is vanity that although someone has wealth, he or she cannot enjoy the wealth.
啊，说神是给他诸财丰富尊荣。
Although God gives much to this person like riches.
啊，当然这也是用他正当的手段得来的丰富。
Which we suppose is obtained through righteous means.
啊，这并不是罪啊。
This is not a sin.
但是祸患的原因、啊、就是因为他不能够善用。
But the source of the calamity is because he doesn't know how to use it wisely.
啊，有的所财奴啊，就是主事一直叽叽叽啊，不能够晓得啊怎么去运用它。
Some people are adept at accumulating wealth, but not at distributing it.
啊，有的是没有办法知足啊，主事一直积财。
Some people do that because they cannot be content.
啊，贪得无厌。
And they covet without end.
啊，结果积蓄来以后啊，最后还是要别人来帮他使用。
After they accumulate so much wealth, other people use it.
有的是因为健康的因素啊，没有办法啊。吃喝
Some people have to give up this enjoyment because of health reasons.
有的是因为社会动荡的因素啊，有时候就失掉了。
Some because of a social constraints or the danger that they cannot use.
所以虽然积蓄很多啊，最后啊，就消失掉了。
Although they accumulate much wealth, in the end it all vanishes.
这些利益啊，归给别人。
And the benefit of all this goes to someone else.
再来第三节
，Verse 3。
这里讲到多祖多孙啊，长寿啊，不见得是福哦。
Here we're told that many children does not equal much blessing or happiness.
说人如果生了100个儿子
，If a man begets 100 children,
活很多的岁数
，and lives many years,
他的年数很多
，and his years are many,
但是他的心里却不得满享福乐，不得埋葬。
But if his soul is not satisfied and he is not buried,
然后。据我说啊，那不到其儿肉的胎啊，比他倒好。
I said that a stillborn child is better than he.
第四节
，verse four，
因为熙熙而来，暗暗而去，明日被黑暗遮蔽。第五节
，five，
并且没有见过天日，也毫无知者，这个胎啊，比那人倒想安息。第六节
，six，
那人虽然活千年，再活千年啊，却不享福乐。啊，众人难道不是都归一个地方去吗？这里讲到说啊，有的人祖孙虽然很多啊，不见得是福哎。
Here it says that having much many descendants is not a blessing in itself.
啊，虽然有的人希望说啊，人丁众多啊。
Although some people want many people in their house to their name.
啊，像。神一开始就祝福说要生养众多，遍满地面。
Like God bless mankind, saying to multiply and occupy the land.
啊，所以犹太人呢、啊，他们不介意的，生越多越好。
Therefore, to the Jews, there is no limit; the more, the merrier.
但是这个儿孙啊，如果有道理啊，就好。
if the children have the truth in their minds, that is good.
如果儿孙啊，没有道理，不孝不贤。
But if they don't have God's word and they don't know how to respect their parents.
啊，不学好。
And they don't know how to do good.
啊，那做父母做长辈了，更加的操心了。
And their parents will be even more worried.
啊，有时候把辛辛苦苦的家业一下子就耗尽掉了。
Because the children can spend all the fortune of the family in an instant.
啊，有时候虽然有那么多的孩子啊。对父母亲啊，不关心不照顾，又有什么用呢？
If parents have many children but they don't care, take care of them appropriately, then what good is that?
我们看到大卫有好多孩子。
We know that David had many children.
孩子当中啊，彼此啊，不一处伤害啊。
But、
彼此相杀
children would hurt each other and kill each other without constraint.
连自己的儿子啊，都要来夺他的王位。
Even his own sons wanted to grab the kingdom from him.
你看这个家庭里面孩子那么多啊，还有什么快乐呢
？So what good is it to have many children in such a family?
Solomon 也娶了很多妻子。
Solomon also married many wives.
很多的孩子啊，也让这个整个家庭啊没有办法得到安定。
And also his children caused lack of peace.
像那个基甸啊，娶了很多妻，有七十个儿子。
Gideon had many wives and 70 children.
啊，最后啊被那个小儿子、啊、全部杀掉。
And all of them were killed by the youngest.
因为他为着要得到王位。
In order to obtain the kingdom.
所以祖孙都啊。如果没有道理，不见得是福。
Therefore, if the descendants are many without the truth, this is not a blessing.
所有的人虽然想长寿啊
，So some people want to live long.
活一千年再一千年，两千年
，Maybe 1,000, 2,000 years.
好像世界上没有这样的人。
But there is no such person in this world.
啊，最多啊，就是马土撒拉活到969岁嘛。
The oldest will be Methuselah at 969.
所以耶稣告诉我们说啊，一个人如果活很久
，If a person lives for a long time，
啊，如果说啊，他一生当中没有办法真正安静享福
，But in their life they are not able to enjoy God's blessing quietly。
虽然儿孙很多啊，吵吵闹闹
，And they have many children who fight against each
other。虽然年纪那么大，身体又不健康
，They are old and without good health。
有时候活越久啊，越是活受罪。
The more they live, the more torture they undergo.
所以一个人哦，我们昨天有谈到那个创世纪说啊，人犯罪以后啊，就基路伯把守那个生命树的道路。
We mentioned that after man sinned, the cherubim guarded the tree of life.
因为你在出到那个生命树的道路，就要永远活着了。
Because if you were to eat of it, you will live forever.
没有犯罪以前，永远活着，永远快乐。
If before sinning, someone would eat of this tree of life, then that would be eternal bliss.
啊，但是犯罪受咒诅啊。啊，然后再永远活着，那不得了。
But to live after one is cursed and have sinned, then
啊，劳苦一生啊，永远没有主见。
So we work and toil and suffer without end.
或者是一个人病痛在床上啊，没有结束的一天。
Or if a person lies suffering in the sick bed without end to his suffering.
那真是很大的咒诅哦。
That is a big curse.
哦，啊，所以人活一段时间，啊，能够离开世界啊。
So if we think about a person lives for a while and then can go,
结束这个肉体上的苦啊，这也是神的恩典哦。
And the troubles finally of the flesh, this is also the grace of God.
所以我们有时候看到一些老人家在床上病痛
，the elderly suffering in their bed,
躺了很久
，and lying there in the sick bed for a long time.
这是一种折磨
，and that is a torture.
所以长寿啊，不得安葬啊，说这个不是。不是福气。
Therefore, to live long years and not have a burial is not a blessing.
啊，当然这个安葬啊，我们一般人离世以后啊，都能够得到安葬。
Of course, most people can receive a burial after they pass.
但圣经里面有谈到一些人啊，真的离世以后没有办法好好安葬。
But the Bible talks about several people who didn't have this fortune.
啊，犹大国末年的时候，有一个王叫做耶雅敬。
At the end of the kingdom of Judah, there was a king called Jehoiakim.
说他后来死掉以后啊，人家埋他好像在埋梨子一样。
And when he died, he was buried like burning thorns.
啊，好像埋动物一样，草草一个王啊，草草了事，把他埋葬掉。
Or like a fox who was buried very casually.
啊，耶洗别怎么死的
？How did Jezebel died?
耶洗别啊，他被从那个 房屋啊，楼上被丢下来。
And Jacob was basically defenestrated.
后来安利进去啊，在那边吃吃喝喝。
And then people ate and drank.
后来才发现，哎，这是王的女儿，我们要把她安葬。
And they suddenly realized that was the daughter of a king.
出去的时候啊，说她的肉啊都被那个野狗把它吃掉了。
But then when they went out to retrieve the body, had already been eaten up by wild dogs.
啊，所以也许被最后的。结果是非常凄惨。
So therefore, Jezebel's outcome is quite terrible.
所以这里讲到说，一个人呐、啊，活一生啊，如果没有办法好好安葬哦，啊，这也是没有什么意义。
Therefore, if a person lives a long life but receives no burial, that is meaningless too.
啊，我们时间到了，我们就一起来祷告，就是早上的
机会。As much time as we have, so let us pray to conclude this morning's service.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。